I think at that time they were around $4. Nobody had the $4. And they were given to the, you know, the poor kids. And the Times Picayune Doll and Toy Fund, they were the ones putting it on. But they had a lot of people that was ahead of it, you see, on the board. And those people used to go out and get donations and all. And well, they had 2 days, you see, one for one group and then one for the other group. But you talk about jammed up in there like cattle, and that really was. Just like a cattle fence, that's the way they had this built. And it raised that thing up and it surged. Well, they had so many people fainting. They had people down there with babies in their arms and all, and they was crowded up in there. And you was down there at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's the time you had to get there. And believe me, when you got out of there, you was fit to be tired, man. You see more kids laying around the grass down there. Well, they was tired and hungry and everything else. Never had no place to go to a restroom or anything. They never had a place like that. But now they got it all together different. See, they send most of the stuff out to these churches and all, and they distribute them, see. And would you care for a soft drink or something?
No, but you want to get some?
No, I don't need some.
Now, you were talking about the Irish would live in this area. Were there any other places where other ethnic groups would live?
Well, you see, like around the, well, they wouldn't. They had like around the French market. Now, that was mostly Italian down there. It wasn't French. It was all your Italian. Well, they still down that way yet. Now, that's another place you see down around that section, but away from the French market, back around St. Philip Street and
Barracks
and those sections there, up in there. But back a little way. Because they got, well, you can go on the other side of Royal Street, you see, and then on back. Because they got people down there, like the Model Banners and different ones. Now, those are people there. They got, like, down around St. Mary's Gym, you know, in St. Mary's Italian Church, right up in that section there. Now, that's where you got, because you got a lot of people down there, like the Caminitas, and Camaradas. Now, those are all-time old boxes and all. That was really in a fight game. And they had, well, Joe Mann Dodd, he was a champion. Well, Pete Hyman, he was a champion. He came from around that section. Now, that's where you can, that's where you can really get a good story. Because you see down there, they had, like I say, it was mostly Italian. They call it the French Market, but as long as I can remember, all I know now, there was nothing but the Italian people, because they ran all your vegetables and all your produce and all. And like your poor farmers down there, they would come in town with a big truckload of vegetables and all. And believe me, those poor people weren't getting anything. It was the middleman. He'd buy everything all up. You know, these speculators, that's who was making the money. Because these poor farmers have to go all the way back up home. And I guess if they got $10 for a whole truckload of stuff, they were lucky. Now, you know, I mean, they had beets, carrots, shallots, potatoes. And you know, it was amazing, man. Watermelons, cantaloupes. But they sure weren't getting the price for it because of, I can tell you, these speculators would get down at it. Well, nobody would buy the stuff because they couldn't buy. If you wanted to buy, you'd have to buy a bushel of it. Well, you never had the money. So that's what happened there.
Thank you.
So that's what the, that's where, why you don't see more. They got the farmer's market down there, but